Hi, I'm Jaya. I'm a sociology undergraduate and musician. I also work with Fearless Youth Association, a Nottingham-based organisation that aims to provide mentoring for young people in the community and create safe spaces. We are in partnership with Majaru, FMB, GAIN and many other organisations. Our aim is to empower youth and ethnic minority groups, raising awareness of issues and starting discussions. We are also offering free mental health support, free food services for those in need, and free online courses during COVID-19. To find out more, go to fyaonline.com or our social medias. All this information will also be linked in this podcast. This podcast is about Mental Health Awareness Week, looking at why it's so important to be aware of mental health, the intersectionalities of mental health, how socioeconomic conditions influence mental health, and the relationship between creativity and mental health. This piece is opinion-based, using some knowledge from research and some insights from experience. I'll be joined by my close friend Majay, musician and performer. We hope everyone's safe and well. If you enjoy this podcast or find use in it or think that someone else could, please share it. Help us support and spread awareness today. Thank you. Okay, so why mental health is so important to be aware of? Well, I guess what mental health includes is our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, act, determines how we handle stress, relate to others and make choices, all just how we socially interact.
So personally, mental health is important to me because sadly I've lost multiple friends to suicide, all before the age of 21. And I feel like we've all been at that point at least once in our lives, if not more, because it's a hard world. I'm 22 now, and as I get older, I realize that we all have those down days, and it's important to support one another when we can. True, none of us are perfect, but we can all try our best. I know that it's tough for some people to reach out and ask for that help, because you can be seen as weak or unstable, classed as a freak or whatever, you know. It's a sad generalization that needs to be stopped, because it stops people from reaching out due to fear of not being accepted once they speak.
Having good mental health enhances healthy lifestyle, physical health, and functional abilities. It also has important social benefits on educational attainment, economic productivity, social and family relationships, and just overall social cohesion. Of course, there's different levels of mental health and there's different types of mental health issues, but I think it's safe to say that almost everyone has experienced mental health in some way, whether it's them, someone they know, or celebrity or something. Everyone has experienced mental health in some way, and actually not many people who are affected by mental health reach out for any treatment or therapy or any sort of help to cope with it. This is often because there's a stigma attached to mental health issues. I don't know, I see mental health as kind of like a spiral. I think it causes a lot of issues in so many different areas, and it's very complex. Like, the things that poor mental health affect then affect your mental health, such as if someone is feeling anxious and, I don't know, stops attending school or finds it hard to communicate with people and gets bullied and so feels like they can't attend at school or starts doing bad at school, and that then makes them more anxious or feel more depressed and excluded and like they don't belong or something, and it pushes them even further away from feeling like they can reach out or do anything. It's something within you if it's affecting your social interactions. For me, that's everything. And so if that's interfering with how I'm being with other people, it does become a problem, and it is hard to overcome. Society and the way that the media portrays mental health is very like double standards, or very like contradicting. Like, one minute the media is like playing with someone's mental well-being, and then the next telling us how important it is to be aware of people's mental health. And so I do think people take a lot from media, and maybe people shouldn't take so much from media and take things so literally and things, but at the same time I do think it's a big central part of our beings right now and our social realities. And so maybe it is the media's job maybe to be a bit more responsible with that, along with the government and education and other institutions, and just people and communities in general. Sociologist, critical theorist, black feminist Crenshaw, she coined the term intersectionality, which has been used now a lot in social theories, and it's basically about the overlap of social group categorizations that include race, gender, social class, disability, etc. And it relates to the system of oppression and how those structures of like identity determine how much we are oppressed, how we live, and like what we have access to, and our experiences of like society. Marginalized communities are plagued with systematic issues that can create a constant feeling of hopelessness. For example, according to studies, black men in particular are concerned about the stigma and are reluctant to seek help from mental health specialists. There's not much research on BME communities and mental health, and I do think that's one area that really, really could be improved, because I really do think from issues in the past and just history that there's going to be a lot of mental trauma, and there's a lot of mental trauma today from how things go on, and even the most privileged person experiences mental health issues, let alone someone who is in socioeconomic or underprivileged, disadvantaged situations or positions in society.
My experiences of my own mental health have come from fear mostly, I think, you know, fear of the unknown, or the fear of failure, or the fear of not being enough. Having older parents, you know, my dad raised me with that very old school man up. I had to go through certain experiences throughout my adolescence, which, you know, while they weren't all ideal and perfect, they shaped me into the person I am today. I'm stronger for it. I'm more aware of the realities of the world. And as I said, it's not ideal and perfect that we have to go through them, but that's life. And we just have to support each other when we go through these situations.
Even just from my experience of mental health growing up, you know, on welfare, single parent, mixed heritage, just different experiences at school, different experiences at home, different just family issues, everything just I think has influenced everything. So I think context, I guess, is what's important. And it's very individualized process, I feel like. Of course, science has proven that genetics is a big part of it, and hormones and your body and everything, but I do also think that everything to do with your social being, as such as even who you're spending your time with and where and what as well. Creativity in the mental health world has almost become synonymous with meditation due to its calming effects on the brain and the body. Creativity reduces anxiety, depression and stress, and it can also help you process trauma and just let it out. I think my creativity is extremely important to my mental health. I think literally being able to write things down, but into a song, so it's also like productive, and it also is like helping me with social networks. It's helping me with my confidence. It's helping me with just everything, really. Like, it's helping me process things as I'm writing them down, as I'm speaking about them with other people, and people finding commonality in it. So I feel like I'm also making a change, or starting discussions, or maybe speaking about things that people can relate to, and that is relevant to people, and that's important.
You're giving your brain the breathing space. It's a mini vacation / holiday for your mental, just as much as an actual vacation / holiday would give your body, mind, and soul. I mean, without my studio set up during this COVID-19 lockdown situation, I would have been lost. You know, I class myself as a realist, and 9 times out of 10, I tried to tell myself the most realistic scenario that I'm going to face. But I don't for 1 minute think that it's a bad idea to shut off reality just for a period of time, because we all need that. You know, we've all had to adjust to the monopoly of society that we live in, but it's not our natural behavior. So we all need that break at times.
I think it's important that music was kind of made for that. They say that a lot of musicians have mental health issues and struggle with mental health issues. And obviously there's other creative paths, but just speaking from a music perspective, I think it's good to be versatile in music, and also to not always be so ignorant or naive, or sound so ignorant, or be so happy all the time. Like, I think it's important for audiences and for young people to sometimes hear that, and not in a glorifying way, but in a, hey, I understand you way, and like, yo, you're not alone, and like, you know, us lot suffer too, like, you can be here, like, I've gone through this, and now look at me, or I'm going through this too, like, we're the same. I just think it's a nice thing. I think a big part of it is focusing on mindfulness, and for me that means you know, recognizing that people suffer from different things and there's different levels to things, because mental health is literally physical health. They both influence each other, they're interdependent. And so someone's broke their leg, but then, you know, I've sliced my arm open, we're both still suffering. And I think it's important to understand that everyone's pain is still pain, and different people are going through different things, and maybe they're not always spoken about. So be nice to people and allow people to reach out, allow people to use their creativity and support each other, and be a good friend and be that person to tell someone that, you know, you're a bit worried about how they are. And just reach out as well to someone if you're not feeling great. It is really good to talk. I think that's helped me a lot, talking, and especially to people who are in your life and who you want in your life, and as well as if you want to speak to counselors and stuff. But to focus on your social bonds and what you're spending your time doing in regards to creativity and hobbies, and how much time you're spending outside even, and things like that, I think is really important. I also think that a lot of people aren't actually seeing that mental health is also the anger as well as the tears. It is also, you know, someone being really loud as well as really quiet. So it's very varied. It comes out in very different forms for different people. And I think it's the stigma around it is always that someone's a snowflake, someone's crying, someone's always upset, someone's always struggling.
There needs to be more focus on talking about mental health from a young age. It's almost as if we're shielded from this discussion, like it's hidden behind some sort of metaphorical fire axe case, you know? Like, it shouldn't be something that needs to be discussed only from the point that somebody can't take it anymore. As individuals, we just need to be more aware of the fact that everybody's got their own issues going on. Everyone is fighting a fight that the next person doesn't know about. So, you know, next time you want to say something to somebody in a more direct manner, or just trying to get your point across, think about the possibility that they've just had a really bad day and you've just tipped them off over something that really wasn't worth it. And it is a sticky one, because the world runs on this dog-eat-dog philosophy, and maybe just a small act of kindness every day will help. We can't magically make the situation disappear forever and move on, but we can do our best by just small acts, like, you know, messaging your friends. Small gestures really make the difference. And like I said, none of us are perfect, but it's the fact that we try at the end of the day, that we try.
Tips with coping with your mental well-being every day, I guess for me, would be routine. I like to exercise as well and eat well, and definitely the creativity, of course, and also writing lists and having structure, reaching out to people, as we said, and, you know, trying to make sense of things day by day, but giving yourself a rest, giving yourself a break, giving yourself time. I think during coronavirus, it's been a very reflective time, and it's been very easy to get stuck in your head. Yeah, to be able to find what triggers you and what makes you feel that way, and kind of make sense of things as you can, and then, I mean, as you go, and then I think that just kind of moves you forward and makes things a bit easier in a way. I think what it is about is trying to make things a bit easier. Things will not just disappear, things take time, and it's about making them easier and making them make more sense. We hope you found this podcast insightful and thought-provoking. Thank you for listening, and please check out what FYI are doing around the community. Thank you and goodbye.